I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. Environmental groups want the state to produce more clean energy. Dana Vollmer reports the state is already behind on its renewable energy goals.
Under current law, Illinois should be getting 16% of its energy from renewable sources by next year. But organizers with the Solar Energy Industries Association and the Chicago Urban League say the state won't even make half of that number. Both groups are supporting a new measure, the Path to 100 Act, which puts more state resources toward exceeding that goal. State Representative Will Davis, a Democrat from Hazelcrest, is the sponsor.
Reaching 40% renewable energy by 2030 is achievable, and it will give us clean air, guaranteed low-cost electricity, and billions in new local tax revenues and tens of thousands of new jobs.
Davis hopes to eventually get 100% of Illinois' energy from renewable sources. He says low-income and minority communities should also benefit from the program. I'm Dana Vollmer.
The Illinois House is discussing a universal college admission bill. Under the legislation, students in the top 10% of their graduating class who meet test score requirements would automatically be admitted to any of the state's public colleges or universities. Representative Andre Tappetti of Chicago is the bill's sponsor.
If you're graduating in the top 10% of your class, I don't care what high school you went to, that means that you have shown some dedication to your craft. And you are what I would consider to be an emerging leader in this state. I would like to keep those kids here.
Tappetti says this also would boost minority enrollment. Critics say it might keep other high-performing students from being accepted. Planned Parenthood of Illinois says its clinics are providing free birth control for a year to eligible patients who can't afford it. Spokeswoman Julie Lynn says Planned Parenthood has no cost projections for the effort paid for by private donors. Eligible patients include those who are uninsured or have insurance that doesn't cover birth control. Millions of women receive birth control free through workplace health plans as a result of the Affordable Care Act. But President Trump's administration seeks to allow more employers with religious or moral objections to opt out. Two judges have blocked that policy. And several Illinois preservation groups joined a lawsuit seeking to prevent the demolition of the Rock Island County Courthouse. The lawsuit contends the county's Public Building Commission would violate Illinois' historic preservation laws if demolition proceeds. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Environmental activists say Illinois is lagging on its renewable energy goals. Back in 2016, lawmakers adopted a plan that would expand clean energy programs, thereby creating jobs and reducing consumer costs. But Amy Hart with the Solar Energy Industries Association says the goals need to be revisited.
While we are increasing wind and solar in Illinois significantly today, with the existing policies that we have, we can actually only reach about 7% of renewable energy generation by 2020.
Under current law, Illinois should be at 16% next year. New legislation called the Path to 100 Act would put more state resources toward renewable energy and raise the goal to 40% clean energy by 2030. Enrollment data for Eastern Illinois University shows that the Charleston campus has more international students this semester that represent more countries. The new numbers show 332 international students from 55 countries, up from 327 students from 39 countries this time last year. Michael Shonrock is out as president of Lindenwood University's flagship campus in suburban St. Louis. Shonrock's attorney confirms to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch that Shonrock was terminated Friday afternoon. That was 3 days after he was placed on administrative leave. Shonrock says he's been given no reason for the dismissal. The vice chairman of the university's board of trustees, Art Johnson, is acting president. This news comes after the president of Lindenwood's Belleville campus was placed on administrative leave back in November and is no longer with the university. I'm Jennifer Fuller.